This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. There's another management shakeup at the Boston Globe. After less than 7 months at the paper, the chief executive officer, Doug Franklin, has stepped down because of what he calls strategy disagreements with Globe owner John Henry. In light of that, Henry says he and his wife will take more active roles in the management of New England's largest news organization, and the recently hired chief financial officer will also assume the title of president. WBUR's Zeninjor Enwemeka is among those trying to figure out what all this means for the Globe. She joins us now. Hi, Zeninjor.
Hi, Bob.
So first off, what do we know about the disagreements between Doug Franklin and John Henry?
Well, not much. We do have a little bit of insight from a couple memos that Doug Franklin and John Henry sent out to Globe staff. In one memo Franklin sent to Globe staff, he says that while he and John Henry share a similar passion and vision for the Globe, they disagreed over how to strategically make the newspaper financially sustainable. And in another memo Henry sent to the Globe staff, he expressed gratitude for Franklin's work over the last few months. So it seems that this shakeup centers around financial strategy, but we're not really getting any more details from the Globe. I did reach out to some people, and no one would really talk on the record.
Okay. It's certainly unusual, though, to lose a CEO after such a short time period. What could it mean to the Globe?
Yeah, well, the paper has been going through a sort of reinvention initiative, restructuring their news operation. But in terms of the impact of losing a CEO so quickly, it's really going to depend on what happens next. I spoke to Tom Fiedler. He's the dean of Boston University's College of Communication. He's also a former executive editor of the Miami Herald. He says the quick departure does signal some trouble.
It's not the kind of thing that would change the overall health statistics of the Boston Globe. What it does indicate, though, is turbulence at the top, and that's not a good thing for any organization.
So, as an injurer, what are some of the challenges, then, that the Globe is facing?
Well, the Globe is trying to remake itself for the digital era. And former longtime Globe reporter Matt Carroll, he now teaches journalism at Northeastern University, says it's going through some of the same financial struggles as many other regional newspapers.
It kind of shows an industry that is going through huge changes, and no one has been able to figure out how to run a regional news organization and make money.
The Globe is basically trying to evolve from a print-focused business into a digital media company that's really supported by its online subscribers.
The outgoing Doug Franklin had the title of CEO at the Globe. It's not clear now, is it, who the new chief executive is. John Henry is the owner and publisher. He says he'll become more actively involved, as we mentioned before. He says his wife, Linda Henry, who's now the paper's managing director, will also take on additional responsibility. And the newly hired CFO, Winnie Mara, now gets the title of president and CFO. Notably not president and CEO. Is there a clear sense of what that could mean?
No, not really at this point. And they may likely still be figuring that part out. John Henry, in his memo to staff, he did highlight the newly named president's experience at news organizations, namely, and most recently, he was CFO at Politico. I also spoke to Tom Fiedler about this. He says it'll really be important to see what John and Linda Henry choose to do and how they choose to become more active.
If we see either he or she or both taking a more active decision-making role in everything from the financial to the journalistic direction of the Globe, that'll be interesting.
And, of course, this just happened, so it's a little, you know, early to tell yet, but those are just some of the things to look out for.
All right, I guess we'll be watching the news that the Globe reports on and the news that the Globe is making itself. WBUR's Zeninjor Enwemeka, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Bob.
Zeninjor is part of WBUR's Bostonomics team that covers those involved in the area's innovation economy.